Hi, friends, and welcome to my treehouse. My name is Miss Adventure, and I'm so glad you're here with me today. You can grab a hold of the rope ladder and climb on up to join me. Watch your step, and grab a cushion to sit on. Here at Miss Adventure's treehouse, I love having fun, being silly, sharing stories, making new friends, and in the process, learning what makes Jesus so special, and what makes us so special to Him. I've been working on something special for this summer, friends. I have a very long story that I want to share with you. So every few weeks, I'm going to put out a new episode with a little bit more of the story, lasting all the way through summer. I hope you enjoy it. I've become quite fond of the main characters in this story, and I've spent a lot of time with them over the last few weeks, and I know you'll love them too. Before we jump in, I want to say a huge thank you to my friends Grace, Levi, and Asher from Tasmania, Australia. Thank you for listening, guys. And Grace, thank you for your drawing of Pup and Lucy with Cleola in the animal shelter from the episode called Pup Finds a Home. I love it, Grace. And thank you to Emma, Owen, Ethan, and Zane from Montana for sending me your artwork. They sent pictures of Hugs, Vinny the Vacuum, Annie the Hummingbird, and the Moon. They're all fantastic. If you would like to send some of your special artwork to me, I would love that. Your adult can find my email address or a link to our Facebook page in the show notes. And adults, if you and your families are enjoying our stories, or your families have ideas for future ones, I'd love to hear from you in an iTunes review, a Spotify message, or by email. I truly love getting to know you, friends. Are you ready to jump into today's story? It's the first episode of a 7-part story. It's called Elo's Story. Part 1, The Creator. Let's go. Elo sat down at his desk. As he grabbed his black pen and leaned his forearms upon the wooden desktop, the weight of his body made the old desk creak. Elo gave an expectant smile. It was at this old desk that he had created many worlds through his words. Worlds where heroes fought villains. Other worlds full of giggling children and chirping birds. Worlds so full of love that it could be felt radiating from the pages. And still other worlds made of candy and ice cream. As he took pen in hand, he knew the story growing inside of him today would be no less special. Maybe even more, if that were possible. Elo had a bushy gray beard, dark skin, and hands as rough and worn as his old desk. And more importantly, he was a creator. No matter what he did, he could never stop creating. It was in his blood, the need to invent and imagine and create. Despite his attempt to retire and settle down in the humble home that he had built for himself on the mountainside many years ago, he wasn't himself if he wasn't creating. And when he wasn't designing a flying car or testing his latest attempt at a time-traveling machine, he found himself at the old desk, creating in a different way, through his words. Elo looked at the blank paper in front of him. It held so much possibility, a world waiting to be created. It was a responsibility that Elo didn't take lightly. No, his creation, the worlds he fashioned, always well-crafted, designed with so much thought and intentionality. It was as if they were real, not just words on a page. In the neatest handwriting, almost as if he were typing, these words fell from his imagination, through his pen, onto paper.
A dazzling light shone from above, as pure and brilliant as the white dress of a bride.
And as the words hit the paper, they burst forth to life. Elo closed his eyes and found himself no longer sitting at his desk staring at words on a page. He was standing amidst the brightness of the light his words had just created. Its warmth consumed his entire body and gave him such peace. He opened his eyes and wrote again.
Fluffy white pillows of cloud, as soft as cotton, floated by, dampening the sun.
He closed his eyes and smiled as he found himself basking in the coolness of the shade.
clouds turn from white to light grey.
He wrote. Drop, drop, drop. Rain began to fall, at first in a pitter-patter, and then in a downpour. Closing his eyes, Elo could feel his body being drenched by the rain. His eyes watched as the water pooled together, forming rivers and ponds, and dry ground came up between them.
The water formed as it rushed past.
Elo smiled at his words, this new world that was being born. All of a sudden, Elo heard the roaring of water as he wrote,
The river ran to the edge of a rising cliff and poured over its edge, dropping from great heights in a majestic waterfall.
Then mountains rose up to the clouds as he penned their names. His hand wrote more quickly than ever as he noticed a need for trees and plants. The seed of ideas in his mind sprung into giant trees, making a canopy over the river and the waterfall as his pen touched the paper. Tiny green sprouts sprung from the brown earth. They grew and stretched into flowers as tall as Elo himself. Red and orange blooms came into view. Elo took a slow breath, enjoying the beautiful fragrance of the flowers. Purple tear-shaped flowers drooped from the tops of trees, producing deep purple berries. Tender yellow petals near the forest floor were covered in raindrops, and green grass stretched up from the ground as if trying to reach to the sky. Lily pads covered the pond, the brightest green circles resting on the water. The rain stopped, and the sun shone brightly again through the leaves of the trees.
Ribbit. Chirp, chirp.
He wrote. Frogs and birds had come out to play with so many other creatures as they had been called forth from the pen of their creator. Elo's breath caught in his throat. As he closed his eyes over his ink-covered page, he saw everything. He was both holding a pen in one world and feeling the sunlight on his skin in the other. He felt everything, heard everything, smelled everything. His senses were stirred by his creation. The rainforest scene he had created was breathtaking. But it wasn't the scene itself that made a joyful tear come to his eye. He wiped it away with his rough old hand. It was the creatures for whom the scene had been set that brought the tear. Yes, the scene was set for his best creation, the ones ready to call this new world home. It was all for them. Every vibrant color, smell, sound, feeling, and even creature that burst from his heart onto the page. Elo sat his black pen back on the desk and picked up a green pen, giving his gaze briefly to the red pen beside it. Both pens he had created, invented for just this story. They had incredibly special purpose. And oh, how he was excited to use them. They would make this story the best story he had ever written, and even ever dreamed. He picked up the green one and held it in his hand, and paused. If all worked as planned and hoped, the green pen would do more than create a scene as the black pen had done. It would do more than create characters as he had done in previous stories. This pen, if all went as planned and hoped, would bring his characters, the love of his heart, the gem of his story, to life. It would give them unbelievable power. Power to make decisions and to create just as he did. Power to choose their own story. Friends, thank you for listening today. Are you excited to find out who Elo's special characters are? Oh, he loves them so much, and so do I. I can't wait for you to meet them very soon. And does Elo's story remind you of anything you've ever heard before? I hope you and your family can spend some time talking about what Elo's story reminds you of. I'll give you a hint about what it reminds me of. It has something to do with God in the very beginning. Did you know that the Bible says God is not only our creator, but also the author of our faith? It does. He's so good, friends. I can't wait to see you next time to introduce you to Walter and Jasmine. See you then. Bye-bye.